my God, oh my God, nice beard.
Hey everybody, welcome to the J2K podcast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And we are coming to you live from Portland, Oregon, in the guest wing of a Victorian castle.
Definitely what it feels like.
We've been on a...
I'm feeling very Victorian right now.
Are you?
Very Victorian.
It's a little fancy.
Well, Christine and I are in the midst of a family road trip. We have been to 3 states, 4 billion different sites.
I know.
And a lot of calories.
And a lot of car ride.
And a lot of sitting in a car.
I know. I don't want to sit anymore.
And now you're in Victorian Secret.
Well, this is a... they call it a condo.
Yeah.
We are on the waterfront in Portland, Oregon. But the decor in here...
I know.
...is like a cross between Victorian England, 18th century Britain. Like,
it's a little fancy.
A camping or a hunting lodge in Yorkshire.
There's like 45 handles in the shower. Like that kind of fancy. And it's brass.
And also, we got here and there was supposed to be a couple bedrooms and we only found one.
Yeah.
And then Christine's brother Mike like goes, "What's through this Harry Potter door?"
But it wasn't even a Harry Potter door. It looked like an entertainment center.
Well, he opens the entertainment center and it's a doorway into a whole nother part of the house.
I know.
With a king-size bed and like a gigantic bathroom.
I know. I was like, I actually thought this was supposed to be 3 bedrooms.
Yeah, it's like Magicville up here.
Yeah, and I was like, this is only 1 bedroom. What's going on around here? Yeah, it's pretty cool. But yeah, it's a... Go ahead.
That secret entrance, I had a friend that owns a gay bar in back in Missouri. And I went for drag night one night and to an after party in this gigantic... ridiculous mansion, and they were like, "You think this is cool?" They like in a closet opened up a like hidden door, and it was like a whole other house inside the house.
Wow!
Yeah, it's amazing.
I want to see.
Kind of reminded me of that.
Would you like to see my pleasure room?
Well, just kind of makes you want secret doors in your life.
I know, like, it really was all of a sudden Harry Potter, like, something. Yeah. Like, open up a door, and then there's another door. It's like, what's this? And you open it up, and it's like, opens into a magical bedroom.
Yeah, so then we started opening all the cabinets to see what else there was.
I'm like, oh, hot water heater.
Oh, hot water heater. Oh, pantry.
Oh, brooms. No more
This is where we keep the swings and racks.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's a definite upgrade from the last couple places we've stayed.
So, yeah, and we have no idea. Like, this podcast has no direction. Me and Christine, literally, we've been in the car for hours and hours on end every day almost. And, like, I feel like I have been, some sort of clinical trial for opioids or something. Like, I'm just lost right now.
I know. I'm definitely pudding. That's my brain.
And my butt hurts.
Oh, my gosh. And my knees. Ugh. So what have you been up to, Justin?
What have you been doing, buddy?
So I went hiking.
Oh, where?
I went to Blue Pool here in Oregon. Which amazing. Blue Pool is 37 degrees, so nothing grows, almost nothing grows in it. So it's a deep, deep dark blue, and it was beautiful. Of course, we jumped in the water. Probably not the best idea, but it was awesome. And a other than that, planning concerts, trips, stuff like that.
Cool. Yeah, we've seen some pretty awesome stuff on our road trip.
Yeah.
It's been pretty incredible. Oregon and Washington, it's just, Pacific Northwest is just gorgeous.
I FaceTimed with you guys earlier, and it was like you guys were in a storybook.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at the top of a story at the column.
Yeah. And then yesterday we went to a rainforest in Washington.
Yeah, and it's the river and the rainforest are called the Ho, H-O-H. But it's
and you were all up in that Ho.
We were.
It's pronounced as if it was a Ho. And we were deep, deep in the Ho. And like
very wet. It was a rainforest.
Yeah, and of course it rained.
Like, it was literally the most beautiful...
It was.
Like, forest I have ever seen.
Like, the ferns were, like, 5 feet high. And they were, like, the size of a car.
And, like, we were walking on these trails, and I heard this noise, and I was like, wait a minute. I remembered it from my childhood. It was elk bugling. Mm-hmm. Like, elk calling.
Yeah.
And then these people came in the car, they're like, oh, did you see the elk? And we're like, no, we heard them. And they're like, yeah, they were just up there, up that trail. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then there was this stream. It was so amazing. I could never even describe it. Like, the entire underneath, like, all the rocks and the pebbles were coated in moss. So as the water flowed across the top, it was just this crystal clear water. And the moss was just flowing and floating in the water. It was the most beautiful thing I've probably ever seen.
Yeah,
it was so green and just, it was
emerald. So the stream to Blue Pool was bright blue and ice cold and flowing through volcanic rock.
Oh, so cool.
my buddy Jason was like, bro, we should drink it.
We should drink it?
Well, we filled our water bottles up and drank it.
I hope you don't get Giardia.
I know. And are you feeling okay today?
I'm feeling great.
Okay, good.
Do you have superpowers?
The parasites and I live together as one.
Ah, it's symbiotic, as they say.
Do you have superpowers? That's so funny. Do you now see farther than you've ever seen before?
My blood is now 37 degrees.
Right into my botulism casket.
Oh.
Yeah. We saw some lava flows, too.
Yeah. We saw a...
obsidian field?
Yeah, it was an obsidian field, like... I can't remember what they said. It was like 80% of it was pumice. And then 20% was like actual obsidian. I saw pieces of obsidian as big as like a Volkswagen Bug.
Yeah, it was so crazy. I've never seen obsidian.
Shiny black obsidian. It was in.
You know how many dragons you could kill if you made swords?
That's exactly
what
we were saying.
Not dragons, dude. White Walkers.
White Walkers.
Sorry. White Walkers.
I was like, we are.
You could kill
a
dragon. An undead dragon with it, though.
Oh, that's true. I was like, I got my nerd history mixed up.
Yeah. It's nerd history. You were nerding out pretty hard, but still, it was still cool.
Not hard enough. I was half-wrecked nerdy.
So, also, too, at the lava field, it was outside of Lapine by Lake Palina. Way the hell up in the hills, but they had signs everywhere that said it was like, what law was it, Christine?
Oh, I don't know. It was like Code of Federal Regulations 1.6.2 parentheses, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, CR-42. You cannot take any lava or obsidian or stone, pumice.
They do not want you to be able to kill the White Walkers.
Yeah, they don't want you to take any at all. And we totally broke the law.
Babe, we are on recording.
I took some.
The law because it was stuck in the tread of your shoe.
It was in my shoe and I could not help it.
Oh, my God. How can you help that? You didn't even know it was in your shoe.
That was a pretty big piece to
according
be in your shoe.
If the Oregon State is listening. Okay.
There was so much there, but I could see how they didn't want you to remove it.
Yeah.
Because if everybody took a piece that visited that, you'd be, you know.
Exactly.
At some point it would be. But it was pretty cool. Like, yeah. You could just see where the lava just stopped. And the force of how it carved out.
Oh, God, the earth.
It's just incredible.
Nature's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if everybody took it, they clean that place up. It's a mess. Look at all those rocks.
That's so funny.
I love how you take it places I would never have thought.
We need this way more earth.
Somebody clean.
Yeah. We need to clean this
everybody
place up.
Take a rock.
Everybody
somebody
take
clean
one.
This place up.
Bring some heavy equipment in here.
Yeah, and it's pretty awesome to be vacationing in September because we're, like, the only people there. We pull up, and it's, like, 8 in the
morning. Oh, yeah, there was nobody there.
9 in the morning, there's, like, no one there.
Yeah.
And we have the whole place to ourselves. And then one tour
that's
came
fantastic.
In. Yeah.
So, just because we haven't went to the toilet yet in this podcast, I want to take it there real quick. On our...
Oh, shit.
Right, exactly. So on our J2K podcast Facebook page, I believe, and I don't think I did Instagram or Twitter yet, but I'll make sure that happens. There was a hotel we stayed in Bend that had this little strip of earth in the corner, and it said no poop / pee
dog area.
Dog area. It's like, it was like a place for your dog, but your dog can't do dog stuff there.
Yeah. Well, they just don't want the dog to be like pooping right outside all the rooms.
I took a picture of Christine bent over like she's pooping. So.
I think you sent that to me.
Yeah, she was squatting, like, not too unlike yourself.
Yeah, it was like a half sit stand. I even said, I'm going to be Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It didn't say no human shitting.
Right.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like that one dog's looking out the car door like, you bastard.
I know. I'm like, well, listen, I'm not technically breaking the sign's rules here.
Right.
Yeah, I've done my fair share of outside peeing on this trip.
Well, when I went hiking, my friend that I went hiking with was like, and I brought some toilet paper in case you got And I was like, in the woods? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, well, I didn't have to until now. Now I kind of want to.
Yeah.
You're one with nature.
Hey, so
that's
what?
Right.
What a great segue for me here.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to bring it up.
So we went, and when we were in Bend, we went to the Lava River Caves. And it was a little bit too rough for Christine's mom to go all the way down into, and me and her brother went all the way down into it. But the day before, we went to these other caves called the Boyd Caves, and it's just like this flat plain, and you come up, and there's just like these...
Like a big
hole, these caves. So we couldn't go into it because these really cool people were in there cleaning the graffiti off of the rocks down the cave. They were running a power washer or something down there. Well, Christine...
Wait, let me preface this.
Okay, all right.
It was like probably a good half-hour drive to get to these caves in the National Forest, and a very bouncy roads going 20 miles an hour,
and Christine,
dodging chipmunks.
And Christine and had bubble guts.
And my belly was not feeling so great.
So we parked a ways from the cave entrance, and there was this great big old tree... that she stood behind and power blasted with diarrhea.
Well, at first I was like, I thought
you're
I had
a hero, Christine.
I know. So I like,
you're a hero.
We all had to pee. So I was like, all right, everybody go pee behind the tree. I'll be last. So my mom pulls up and she was like leaning against the tree with her like butt facing the tree. So then I go up to the tree and there are fire ants like all up the tree. I was like, I can't put my butt by the fire ants. So I faced the tree and I didn't even know. Like, I wasn't even sure if my butt would actually like be able to go not on a toilet. Like, I've peed outside before, but I've never pooped.
But she found out she
could.
Oh,
I was like, okay, apparently you can. And as we've been joking the whole trip, the fire ants have now relocated.
Well, no. Now there are these hybrid fire ants.
Now they are dire ants.
It was horrible. Like, it was horrible. I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. And I'm just like, it's happening, right? It just happens. You can't control it. And then as I'm going, there's like these workers that are not so far, like coming up to us to warn us that we can't go in the caves. And I'm like, oh my God, the whole world just saw me. Like, by the whole world, it's like three people.
So one, we were in the middle of nowhere.
Like literally the middle of nowhere.
None of those guys saw her.
Yeah.
Two, I just want to take a moment to go back to Justin's comment because he just tied together our obsidian.
Yeah.
White Walker.
Dire Wolf.
Dire Wolf. I got it. Dire Ants.
He's nerd now.
Well done, sir. Your nerd is at 100%.
And Diarrhea Ant. I combine those two for Dire Ants.
Right. But it all ties together. Yeah. And I will not lie, dude. I laughed so hard.
They're brown walkers.
So me and Christine's mom and brother, like,
they've been picking on me nonstop.
Have not let that die.
And like, then they were like, they're going to have to go clean out the cave again. The diarrhea is leaking into the cave.
It's seeping through the soil into the caves. The funniest, funniest shit I've ever heard and seen.
Yeah, good times. Good times on the road trip.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
God. There we are. We fully went back in the toilet. Well, actually, outside, not even in the toilet.
I know.
It's nature's toilet.
Yeah. I am impressed, though, not to keep bringing up toilets, by the national park system. I've gone in a couple of latrines this trip, and they have been very clean.
Yeah. I will say, like, on all seriousness, like, the Olympic National Forest.
Yeah.
National Park is like the most breathtaking, most amazing park, except for one really smart ass ranger that like gave me shit about saying, well, there's not any roads there.
Yeah.
When I asked a question, other than her, everybody was so sweet and nice. And it was the most beautiful place I've seen.
Yeah. Anybody who gets a chance to go up here should.
Like in the Northwest for sure.
I mean, I'm always...
That's great. I got to take a trip up there.
Yeah, I'm always impressed by just the state we live in, but, you know...
Yeah, Washington?
Yeah.
You go up the 101 into Washington, it is like, you want to move there.
Because
it's like, you could live there, and you could get crab every day.
They also have like the best names for everything, Justin.
Oh, dude.
Everything is named so ridiculously
there
funny.
There is a town called Queet. Q-U-E-E-T.
Queets.
S. Yeah. Queets.
Yeah, those sound like really cute, inappropriate parts.
Yeah, like Hump Tulips.
Yeah, Hump Tulips is the name of a river and a town. Hump.
What is it?
Hump Tulips.
Get out of here.
I'm not even kidding, man. Uh-huh. I have a buddy who grew up there fishing the Hump Tulips, catching big old fish in the Hump Tulips, yo.
Just bounding off the flowers.
I know. I mean, we were ripping on Hump Tulips for hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We're also delirious because we're all, like, running on fumes because we stay up late doing stuff, getting up early, and we're all exhausted and tired. So Hump Tulips got some good work.
You're like, Hump how many lips? Oh, two? Hump Tulip.
Yeah. I got a job for you.
Yeah.
Planting tulips.
What did you say to me at one point? Jeff's so delirious, he's like... We're going to some of these towns that just are scary, like, you know.
This is just standard, like, it's the you're look good those jeans boy sort of thing.
Yeah.
But the other one is, you got a pretty mouth.
So creepy.
Do we lose you, Justin?
Yeah.
That's very deliberate.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ned, Betty, you show up. So also, too, like...
No. Go ahead.
Oh, well, the last few days, I've just been running on chocolate-covered Twinkies.
Like, oh,
I don't
God.
Know if you've ever had those. They're pretty amazing.
No. I haven't had those or diabetes.
Or diabetes.
Well, I'm going for both.
Go for broke, baby.
I was thinking, hey, maybe I'll lose some weight. We've been exercising, like going on hikes and... Not sitting in my office desk, but I've also been eating very inappropriately.
So we're going to say...
Deliverance thing. I got, and I'm going to preface this with, you guys know me. I love gay culture, and I've got a lot of gay friends. But I had a deliverance style approach from a gentleman last night.
Oh, God, really?
At a bar, yeah. Started conversation with me. Started being, I would say, flirtation. Looked like a 50-something businessman. And this was his line to me. What are you doing tonight? Are you looking for some action?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And what was your reply?
I'm waiting for friends, and no action for me, thanks. But you know what? Action's good every now and then. You keep it up, buddy.
Well, so basically, he's thinking to himself, "I got a shot."
Yeah, he took his shot down the road somewhere else. It got pretty awkward after that.
That's funny.
That's good stuff.
Was that in Salem?
In Salem, at Crawford.
Oh, wow.
You looking for some action?
That's pretty awesome. You're like,
It is pretty awesome.
Well, it's got...
And how flattering.
Flattering, yeah.
And creepy.
Well, you do have a pretty mouth.
Yeah, you got it right.
Oh, my God.
I like those lips, boy.
You're looking good in them jeans.
Did I tell the story of me getting propositioned by the Crown Victoria?
The Crown Victoria?
No.
So, I was walking home from an after party.
Like a car?
In the college town I lived in Missouri. Probably 3 a.m. And a gold Crown Victoria pulls past me. I think it's a cop. Like, maybe unmarked speed car. So then it turns the block, and again, this is 3 a.m., nobody's out. So it rounds the corner, it comes back, slows down at me again. And this time, I raise my hands, I'm like, what the hell? Oh, what's up? So he stops and rolls down his window, and it's not a cop. It's just this creepy white guy. So I walk up to the window, and I'm like, what's up? And he said, hey, you want to ride home? And I was like, nah, man, no. My car is parked up here. He was like, just go for a ride with me. And I was like, again, no thank you. My car is up here. And he was like, hey, can I suck your dick?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, no thank you. My truck is up here. I'm just going to head on out.
My God, that's when he
run. Like, fucking nerve-wracking, you guys. Like, I didn't know if he was going to pull a gun on me and be like, no, seriously, get in the car.
Yeah, like,
I'm going to need you to drive away all the way away from me before I go to my vehicle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And it was 3 a.m. There was nowhere, like, there was a huge building on this side of the street. So I couldn't really, like, I mean, I could have ran, but it would have been fruitless. And, it's just terrifying. So that's my story.
Wow.
How romantic.
Yeah.
Imagine that being the thing we tell our children, like, yeah, this is how we met.
Yeah. Me and your dad met 3 a.m.
I was thinking of first.
That silly goose.
Pulled a gun on me. Made me get in the car. 9 years later, he let me out of the basement. I love that man.
I love him.
Oh, my gosh. Love that captor.
Stockholm syndrome my ass. I love this guy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't even think that's real.
That's scary.
All right, hey, man. I think we're going to end this now.
Yeah.
Because we're all loopy. So like we always like to say, you can get a hold of us on Facebook at J2K Podcast or Instagram, J2K Podcast, or at J2K Podcast at Twitter. You can email us at J2K Podcast at gmail.com. And you like podcasts, we like podcasts at
J2K.
That was a rough one.
Oh, my God. All right, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Safe travels.
Good night.
J2K. J2K. I can sing about my balls if I want to. I stand a wipe. Don't you think that's interesting? J2K. J2K. Mr. Rogers makes me cry like a little bitch. Don't forget hashtag totes dope AF. J2K. J2K. Hey everybody, don't forget you can email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to talk about.
And also, don't forget to use hashtag TotesDopeAF on Twitter, Instagram, and MySpace.
All those places. Good night, Christine.
Good night.